Jell-O presents The Bob Hope Show, transcribed direct from Hollywood with Les Brown and his band of renown. For Jell-O, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Our singing star, Margaret Whiting. Our special guest, William Bendix. And here he is, Bob Hope.
Thank you very, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, and also Bill Goodwin, here I am back again selling those six delicious flavors. Yes, sir, Jell-O may be a dessert to you, but it's been like a mother to me. By the way, Crosby's memoirs are running in the Saturday Evening Post. It's a story of his success as a singer. At first, they were going to publish it in True Crime Confession. Johnny Manville is going to write his memoirs in 12 chapters printed on rice paper with white satin covers. The name of the book is Did I Skip Anyone? No, but I get most of my news out of the fan magazines. They give you the real inside on Hollywood. I've read quite a few interesting articles lately, like Is Johnny Ray Really Betty Davis with 5 o'clock Shadow by Tallulah Bankhead? Or Why I Love Orson Welles by Orson Welles? Or Inside Lassie by John Gunther? But now that I've paid my income tax, I'm going down to Palm Springs and try and get a little color back. During the winter here, everyone in Hollywood goes down to Palm Springs. Gary Cooper drives down weekends, Lana Turner flies, and Sinatra commutes back and forth by slingshot. Kirk Douglas goes down there to dodge the rainstorms. Kirk hates rain.